From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Ben Killam of New Hampshire knows black bears. He's raised them, studied them, and written about them. He's even crawled into their winter dens to visit them. Ben Killam has some unusual ideas about bears. He says they're not the dangerous, unpredictable animals they're often made out to be. NPR's Anthony Brooks spent a day tracking a bear with Killam and filed this report.
Ben Killam has come to the edge of a dense pine forest near the village of Lyme, New Hampshire, to look for an old friend.
I'm going to call her in a minute just to let her know that I'm coming.
We're looking for Yoda, a 5-year-old female black bear that Killam raised after her mother abandoned her and her sister when they were tiny cubs. Killam uses a handheld receiver that picks up a beeping signal from her collar to guide us toward her.
Hi, Yoda! Hi, Yoda!
Killam is 51, and at 6'5", you might even say he's a bear of a man, with bushy hair and a quick smile. Before we went into the woods, he explained that he inherited a passion for wildlife from his father, a Dartmouth Medical School biologist who turned the Killam household into a living laboratory.
We had a beaver in the kitchen one time that used to dam up the toilet when it was flushed, and we had a fox kit that ran around the house, and We also had woodchucks and crows and ravens and hawks and owls. When I was very young, my father took a sabbatical year in Africa. We had a half-grown leopard running around the house.
But Killam's dyslexia prevented him from becoming a scientist like his father. Instead, he became a gunsmith, then a largely self-taught, state-licensed wild animal rehabilitator. His book, Among the Bears, tells the story of how he adopts and raises orphan bear cubs. When New Hampshire wildlife officials brought him his first cubs 10 years ago, Killam opted for an unorthodox approach. Most rehabilitators minimize a cub's contact with humans before releasing them into the wild, but not Killam. He became their mother.
And I wanted to go out and offer these cubs of the wild existence, at the same time have the opportunity to document their response to it. Not only to teach them, but it was so I could learn from them at the same time.
Just like a mother bear, Killam spent a year and a half with his cubs. He bottle-fed them, took them on walks, gradually released them into the wild, and recorded all he saw. He says bears are highly intelligent. And contrary to the common belief that they're solitary creatures, Killam says he observed them to be highly social. They share food, have friendships, and complex social rituals, like wrestling, which Killam has participated in at some cost.
They hurt me all the time. Blood and bruises are not uncommon when you work with them. They're large animals with big teeth and big claws. They understand the difference between my clothing and my skin, but every once in a while they get a bit of both.
But Killam says black bears are not the dangerous animals they're made out to be. They're just misunderstood. He says even a mother bear with her cubs won't necessarily attack if a person approaches her, though she might display behavior such as false charging, chomping her jaws, and snorting. But Killam says this is part of a language to find out who we are.
They just want to find out what kind of threat you are, that they don't want to fight. But the problem with humans is that we disregard all this language that's coming our way and tend to respond in a very anthrocentric way. My God, the bear is going to eat me the first time he false charges, instead of understanding that that's just one part of the mechanism of avoiding a fight.
Prominent zoologists and animal behavior experts credit Killam's observations with expanding our understanding of bears. But his views are controversial, criticized by some for sending a dangerous message.
And that message is that it's okay to be up close to an animal like a bear.
Michael Vaughn is a professor of wildlife science at Virginia Tech. He says the recent mauling of illusionist Roy Horn by his 600-pound tiger shows that wild animals are always unpredictable. So does the recent death of Timothy Treadwell, who was attacked and partially eaten by Alaskan grizzly bears that he'd been living with and photographing for years. Vaughn says habituating bears to human contact the way Killam does is risky.
Because a bear that becomes habituated after it gets out in the woods on its own and another human being comes along, it can scare it or even harm the person. Bears can do severe harm and injury to humans, and they have done that.
She's not very far away, and she's not moving very fast.
Back in the woods of New Hampshire, as we draw closer to Yoda, Killam dismisses the criticism. He says though he keeps track of his bears to study them, they live and breed in the wild, and he says they're not habituated to all humans, just to him.
Hi there. Hi, Yodi.
Finally, Yoda emerges slowly from a dense mossy thicket.
Hi. What a nice place, huh? Yeah. Yeah. You want to eat that microphone?
Yoda is pregnant, and with a full winter coat that shines like black mink, she looks much larger than her 200 pounds. She greets Killam by nuzzling him with her snout. Then she turns toward me.
Yeah, I know. I brought a stranger along. She'll have to check you out.
I'd let her do that?
Yeah.
Yoda presses her nose against my chest, then up to my face to smell my breath. She has incisors the size of knife blades and claws that curl from her padded feet like grappling hooks, but all she does is sniff me.
She is beautiful.
Yoda remains interested in me until Killam gives her a pinch on her backside to draw her back to him.
Come on. Hey. Come over here and say hi. Yeah.
What a good girl. What a good girl.
Last year, she went around Smart's Mountain a couple times trying to find beach stands. And I had to drive 3 or 4 townships to stay in contact with her by radio, let alone get in to see her.
Killam is concerned about the growing conflict between bears and people as more and more people move into rural areas. Killam says in addition to the hard science, the social policy, and the hunting quotas that guide wildlife management, we should also be managing bears with a better understanding of who they are and who we are.
We have to better understand our own behavior. You know, we're dealing with a population that's so involved in its own culture and humanity that we've lost sight of our place in the animal world. And we don't really know or understand how to get along with bears as neighbors. So I think in those terms, what I'm doing is very important.
As Killam talks, Yoda lies on her side like a big old dog in front of a warm fireplace, relaxed, deep in the woods with the man who raised her.
You're a good girl.
Yeah, I know. You're getting ready for winter. You're getting ready for winter. Sleep time. Yeah.
Ben Killam and Yoda. Killam is author of Among the Bears. I'm Anthony Brooks, NPR News.
Yes, you're a good girl. You're a good girl. Yes, you are.